Hi there, Language Arts Lady here with episode number 15 of 10 Minute Grammar. This is part two of poetry writing for upper elementary. I started out last week saying I had nine steps or tips, and I only got through three of them. So here we go. I'm going to do a quick review from last week. First of all, this is for 4th, 5th, 6th grade. Obviously, it could work with older children who have not written much poetry. And even some younger children who are very adept at poetry might be able to handle these lessons as well. But the first thing to remember when you're teaching rhyme verse or you're teaching poetry for writing, it's different than poetry for reading, comprehension, literary analysis, that type of thing, but actually wanting them to write poetry, first of all, is that it is a process. It's not a one and done. It's not something that you just teach once and then it's over. I like to teach it two times a year for 2 weeks at each time, all my writing time spent on that. So you'll see as this unfolds how that's going to happen with all the different elements that you want to be sure that you've taught them. We want to be sure in any type of writing scenario that anything we're asking them to do, we have given them the skills, right? That's why I always cringe at writing idea books, because those are just ideas. What about the skills that are needed to carry out those projects? So if we're asking them to write dialogue, do they know how to do quotes? Do they know how to write dialogue? Do they know how to speak back and forth? There's just so many elements that we need to include in the instruction in order for them to learn how to write the various types of writing. So it's not a one and done. Number two is to read poetry aloud. Now, I spoke about this last week, and this is two different types of reading. One is more like a fun kind of reading where you're just doing, you know, Where the Sidewalk Ends or Daffy Duck Runs for President. I mean, all kinds of little silly and fun poetry. And that's more like just for story time or read aloud time or something like that. And then there is the reading of poetry where you have them have the poem in front of them so that you can analyze it together. Learn how to analyze it from episode number 14. That is when I taught how to teach rhyme scheme and how to teach syllabication of each line. I'm not going to do that this week because it took me most of the time last week. All right. And so you want to be sure that you start with rhymed verse. Now, when you're reading out loud for fun, that can be anything, right? It can be A, B, A, C, A, D, D, right? It can be A, B, A, B. It can just be any rhyme scheme at all because they're not using it to learn to write. They're learning that to enjoy. So that's a little bit different than what you're going to put in front of them. What you're going to put in front of them is going to be a very simplified rhyme scheme. You want them to, I think last week I talked about like Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. So that is AABB, very simplified rhyme scheme. It's familiar to them, right, from preschool days of having fairy tales and poetry and Mother Goose rhymes and things read to them. And it is also very systematic and easy to follow the rhyme scheme because it's A, right? Humpty Dumpty's wall had a great fall. That's A, and then all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. That's B. So that is really fantastic to start with when you're doing the teaching of the rhyme scheme. So again, for the fun part, you can do any kind of rhyme scheme, any kind of poetry, just for the enjoyment of it, laughter, just to let them see that poetry is fun. But when it comes to teaching them how to do rhyme scheme and how to analyze poems for them to learn to write, you want that to be very simplified. I personally like to start with AA all the time, both for reading as well as for reading and analyzing, as well as for them to write themselves too. So again, two different types, one for fun and one to learn from. When they are learning from it, you want them to have it in front of them. You want that to be on a piece of paper that they can do all the highlighting and the coding and the syllabication like I taught last week. All right, so once we have done those first three steps, then I like to move into rhyming word boxes. So in rhyming word boxes, these are where they have boxes with a word in each box, and then they have to put 4, 5, 6, 8 rhyming words beneath it. They're kind of making their own rhyming dictionary. I also like to have rhyming dictionaries on hand, but they can also use the internet if you're comfortable with that. And, you know, you can help them find rhyming words in that way too. It's very simple to search in that way. But I like for them to work on rhyming word boxes as part of their homework, so they fill in everything that rhymes with to, everything that rhymes with be, everything that rhymes with friend, everything that rhymes with day, right? So they're just getting accustomed to a lot of different word choices that they could use at the end of their lines that rhyme with other words. And then, as I mentioned, I like to both start out in reading, analyzing, and writing with AA. So AA means that those two lines rhyme with each other. So it could be something like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder Where You Are, right? That is an AA. Specifically, if they're just two lines, those are called couplets. So they are a couple of rhyming lines. I really, really always start out with my kiddos writing AA couplets. All right, we just did this in the last couple of weeks. It's fantastic. And so you can do this in a number of ways, but one of the best ways that I think to do the beginning writing of couplets is to give them the first line and write A, because that's going to be an A, and give them the syllabication in parentheses, and then they make the next line. So I might have something, I just had like 20 of these for them to do. So I might have something like, today is sunny, it's such a happy day. So then in parentheses, that would say A, today is sunny, it's such a happy day, 11 syllables. And then I put below that A, 9 to 11. So they know that they're going to have an A line, and it is going to be 9 to 11 syllables in order to fit the rhyme scheme of the first line. So I can think of what I just said. Today is sunny, it's a very happy day. Today is sunny, semicolon, it's a very happy day. And so then they are going to add to that their own couplet line. This is by far the easiest way to teach beginning poetry writing, because you already have the subject for them. So you can, today is sunny. It's a very happy day. I'm going to run and hop and skip and go outdoors to play, right? They can just add that so easily, right? Because they know they're just adding another line. Here's the topic. Here is the syllabication. And it's going to be an A also. And then you jump down with another couplet. And they're unrelated to each other. So they don't have this, like, this whole poem that they have to come up with. All right, so definitely finishing poems is great. One way is the made-up poems, like I just did. And I just gave my kids 20 of those. I'm a bit of a poet, so it was easy for me just to come up with them. You know, I just say, the Christmas tree is shining, it's oh so bright. Da 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 da. Right, and then they know to finish that. I would say, you know, the sun is shining, it's breaking through the clouds, da 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 da, right? And this, so I would just give them those to finish. Another thing to do is to have them finish kids' rhymes just one line at a time. Like I said, stay with the couplets, that they do that one line at a time, and they have to add another line to it, but it can't be the original. So in the case of Jack and Jill, I would put Jack and Jill went up the hill. Went up the hill. No, I wouldn't do that one. I would do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then they would have to come along, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The fewer syllables, the easier, right? So when I get into 12, 14 syllables and they have to come up with that many, that's a little harder. So this is a little easier. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. 7 syllables. Okay, so now all they have to do is come up with something that rhymes with star, that is 7 syllables. That's very short. So the original is what? Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are. So you tell them they can't use R. All right. So you give them that first line, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then they say, How I see your brightness from afar. Right. And they can just keep doing this like this. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. All right. Then they can't use fall. So instead they can say, while he was there, he got hit by a ball. Right. They can't use the same line next. So you just do this with any kind of children's rhymes that they're familiar with, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, da 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 da, right? And then they have to do the ick sound after that. So just the key to this is keeping the syllable short, making it something they're familiar with, and telling them they can't use the next line of what is normally there. Okay, once they've gotten used to the couplets and they're writing couplets really well, they're finishing couplets really well, then they can branch out into writing their own couplets. So you can say, you know, I want you to write about the sun, I want you to write about the moon, I want you to write about animals, I want you to write about a dog, you know, or they can tell you what they want to write about and they can come back with couplets, right? I like to give them the lines and give them, write A and A, and then give them a syllabication range, because otherwise they end up doing something like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, you're bright and shining, you are bright and shining and glowing and happy from afar, right? And so they have this short line and then they have too many syllables in the next one. So I really, really help them with the syllabication a lot. So like even today when the kids came back and they read theirs, I counted their syllables and I said, do you see how the original had 11 or 12 and you have 16? What would happen if we just took out three syllables? And I helped them take out the three, they reread it, and they were like, ah, yes, right? And so I help them greatly with this syllabication. All right, then they're ready to go into A, B, A, B. Now, this, I have them highlight the A, 8 to 10 syllables, and then I'll give them a line there. So maybe I say, Christmas is coming, the stars are shining bright, and then I give them a B line. Christmas is coming, the stars are shining bright. Should be brightly, but we're going to go with bright because it's easy to rhyme. Christmas is coming, the stars are shining bright. Oh, how I long for that happy Christmas day. Christmas is coming, the lights are shining bright. That's 11. Oh, how I long for that happy Christmas day. Okay, that's 11. So I've given them the first two. They color the A in green, they color the B in orange, and then I give them another line, and they color that in green, and then they color the last line in orange, so they know the orange and the green have to rhyme, and the orange have to rhyme, and the green have to rhyme. Oh, this is so much fun. I just cannot tell you how much fun it is. My kids just turned in the most amazing poetry today. I was so proud of them. They were into the ABs, and they were fantastic. So then after you've given them some ABABs, then you can have them do ABAB originals, right? Now, let them know that it's not wrong if they have too many syllables. It's not wrong if, you know, it doesn't rhyme perfectly, but that you are going to be there to help them fix it, right? And they don't mind. Like, I don't say, you know, no, that doesn't rhyme. I say, count those syllables. All right, how many did you have? 14? And how many did the line that I gave you have? 11 to 12? What do you think would happen if we took off two syllables? And then we go, da 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 da. Okay, so what can we take out of yours? We still want your line. We still like what you've written. We just want to take out two syllables so that the rhyme scheme lines up perfectly. And then I help them with that. And I let them know that it's all theirs, right? That they have written this poetry. All I did was either help them insert a syllable or two or take out a syllable or two. I absolutely love teaching poetry. I love teaching it from the very, very earliest all the way up to high school. I just love teaching poetry all the time. And I'll be back with more poetry later on. I'll do some junior high poetry and some high school poetry. But this wraps up the two-part series of poetry writing for upper elementary. So be sure you hop on over and do episode 14 to learn about the specifics of teaching the rhyme scheme and the A's and the B's. So thank you for joining me. I'll see you next week on 10 Minute Grammar.